Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have Bradley Dean, and in the state of Minnesota, we have our pretty little princess. Her name is Stephanie Joy. By the way, I'm broadcasting live out of Georgia right now. What's the temp here, Chase? 80-some degrees. Wow. Is that what it is in Minnesota there, little princess?
Jealous. In fact, we're not going to call it Minnesota. We're going to call it Minnarainda. The forecast for the next, 5 days is nothing but rain and clouds, zero sun. It's quite depressing.
Well, the farmers love it. You know that.
The farmers love it, but I am just a little bit jealous of your 80 degrees now. If you tell me the sun is shining, I'll just be over the top.
I haven't been outside to see if the sun is shining because I've been busy since I've been here. So, works in ministry. They're one and the same.
You're just exactly. Not get, well, later on,
it is.
Tell me
ministry spells
training.
Work. Yes.
I like that.
Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, and yes, we are the patriots that the globalists despise. Just got to tell you, you know what? We're here and we welcome you to the show, and we're glad you're here. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. That is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook on Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't forget radio friends. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio. Also got two different websites with Bradley Dean, one fan page, one personal page, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Don't forget the double E. Sorry to say the phone lines are inaccessible. We are turning talk radio into do radio. We are showing you our faith by our works. Deeds, not words, said George Washington. And who did he derive that from? None other than Jesus Christ himself. 1 John 3:18. Folks, you know what? I just want to say this before I hand it over to you, Stephanie. It's interesting to note that last night when I was speaking to the leadership here in the state of Georgia, they are the leaders of the leaders. They're the influencers of the influencers. And I went around and I just asked everybody in the room, because I'm speaking of 1 John 3:18, I just asked them the question, can you show me anywhere in the Bible where Jesus ever said that he loved anybody? And they all just looked at me. I'm by no means capping on anybody here, and not at all, because if we got doers out there and not hearers only deceiving themselves, I'm telling you what, those are the people we want to get the job done with. But I asked the question, didn't know how to respond. And it's interesting, friends, when you look in the Word, we hear this all the time, how much God loves you and how much Jesus loves you. Does he love you? Absolutely he loves you. But where did he ever offer up his lip service? Friends, he never did. He said in 1 John 3:18, my children, my little children, he said, let us love neither in tongue, neither in word, but by deed and truth. And if you remember right, it was the Pharisees that he rebuked when he said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. In other words, you honor me with your mouths, but you don't in action do anything that you actually say. And so in saying that, putting it into perspective, deeds, not words, shows love. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that God loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for the sins of the world. The love that God demonstrated towards the people was in demonstration. It was never in lip service. And if anybody can prove me wrong on that, I would love them to have them email me if they would. It is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, or you can can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, and just post on there where Jesus ever said it, because, friends, I'm telling you something, it's not there. Another thing I had to basically dismantle concerning the lies that are thrown on the American people is how God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Yes, God loves you through the cross, and don't ever forget that. But you also need to keep in mind the wonderful plan. If you think it's a wonderful plan, through trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. If you think it's a wonderful plan, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. If you think it's a wonderful plan, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. If you think it's a wonderful plan, where the Lord actually had said, those that even desire to live godly shall be persecuted for righteousness' sake. Friends, I'm just simply telling you that you're being lied to, and you need to look up the word for yourself to know where you are being lied to, because there's a lot of emotionalism and misinformation coming out of the pulpits in America today. Let's get back to what the word says and understand that faith and love is always in demonstration, never outside of those two. So,
if
in
I
setting the stage, yes.
You know, the cliche verse in the Christian church is John 3:16, for God so loved the world. But let's finish that scripture, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So even there, the Lord's love again was in demonstration. And when you're asking about the God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life gospel, you also might want to ask John about that. John the Baptist about that wonderful plan, or Paul, or any of the disciples. So it's interesting to note, when you dismantle that whole idea that people have in their heads, if you look at the men and women of God who followed him in the Bible, they definitely did not have an easy road, but God did show up on the behalf of those whose hearts were perfect towards him. So another note to go along with what you're saying.
Yeah, and just to piggyback as to what you were saying, now just keep in mind too as well, friends, that 11 of the 12 disciples were martyred.
Mm-hmm.
And John in Patmos, he was the one that was delivered out of boiling oil miraculously. So again, just speaking to that, I just wanted to highlight it. I thought I'd bring it up. Yesterday I did ask this group of people, I asked them how many are Christians. Pretty much everybody raised their hand except that I believe it was except one person in the room. And I said, can you name three of the Ten Commandments? I probably had half the room raise their hand. So we're getting on track. We're doing our job. People are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, and we're waking people up. We're getting you back to the books, friends, and we're getting you back to the foundations. But to say all that, to say this, I can't forget about our pretty little princess. By the way, Stephanie, I did want to let you know, if you want to let people know about your CD, I just shared your CD with some friends in Georgia, and one in particular, Rob Cunningham, he just emailed me not too long ago, and he had said to me, I wanted to share this publicly, all my girls are out. He said, your bride is a gifted angel. You need her music on your bumper music. He said, on your show, ASAP.
Oh,
you want to go ahead and
wow,
tell people how they
awesome.
Can go ahead and get a hold of that?
Well, yes, if you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can click on the store button. It's got our CDs, our DVDs. The particular one Bradley's talking about is titled Face to Face. And what that is it takes those old hymns that were birthed in much testimony, trials and afflictions, and they're very anointed. And we kind of we hyped them up a little bit. We had some fun with them, but we were true to the character of what they are. Of course, they're the old hymns, but we kind of modernized them a little bit for the younger generation. So lots of good
Amen.
Stuff. Check out the store to reach out to anyone and everyone, friends and family alike.
We'll come right back after this break. On the other side, we'll bring up our pretty little princess. We'll let her highlight. And then what we'll do is we'll take it from there. Court under God will remain in pledge. Did you hear what I said, friends? Court said, under God will remain in pledge. Oh, thank you, highest court of the land.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you want to go ahead and turn that down at any time, bro, I would really appreciate it. Thank you. Again, we're broadcasting live out of Georgia. 80 degrees. Steph, our pretty little princess, is back in the state of Minnesota. As you can hear, folks, I'm still trying to wake up. We had a late night last night, and I believe it was a profitable time because I was sitting there with a bunch of doers of the word, not heroes only, deceiving themselves. Leaders in the state of Georgia getting the job done. Friends, I'm telling you what, you get around these mama grizzlies, it's time to turn and run the other way. And if you want to win the day, get the mama grizzlies on your side. And we had some mama grizzlies, and we had some papa grizzlies, too. And we even had some bulldogs. Just think about that, right? Yeah, what was our bulldog friend's name over there?
Didn't you?
What's that?
I think you had some literal bulldogs over there, too, didn't you?
Yeah, well, he did. His name was Winston, and as a matter of fact, he was our little mascot there during the entirety of our meeting time, and he was a little bulldog that would run around, and I love them things because the minute you look at their face, they just humor me. They look like they've been chasing parked cars. So, Steph, I propose, and so do the boys, that we get a bulldog on national radio right now.
You know,
all right, we can't wait to get back home to get one.
You know, it's funny, though, because we were having this conversation about a bulldog earlier, and one of our sons, Izzy, said, "So we're getting a dog?" It's like, no, we're not getting a dog. Dogs are wonderful for some people, but I'm just not the dog type.
Great family dogs. Matter of fact, I'm looking at the guys right now, and we've decided that we're going to get one. So maybe what we can do is, I don't know, you can stay in a certain section of the house, and then when we get the little bulldog, he can have the other part.
Yeah, we'll have to talk more about that. I just think that the bulldogs, you know, they're just, you don't want them to mess things up in the house, and four boys do enough messing up anyway, so I think we're good to go.
Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make the others the measure of our conduct, and why is that our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is, of course, is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And now, we're speaking of Georgia, obviously Bradley is in Georgia right now doing events, so I thought it might be kind of nice to highlight some fun facts on the state of Georgia. Did you know the city of Savannah was the first steamship to cross the Atlantic and it sailed from Georgia? Now, in Gainesville, the chicken capital of the world, it is illegal to eat chicken.
The chicken capital of the world. Wait a second. Are we going to get to Jimmy Carter and the peanut farmer over here, too,
well,
please?
Well, you know what? It did mention something about Jimmy Carter. I didn't go there, but we will get to peanuts. All right. Now, the chicken capital of the world, it is illegal to eat chicken.
We're talking about the chicken capital of the world. Yes, okay.
Well, we're talking about
this
Georgia
is educating
here.
People. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of listeners coming out of Georgia. You know that.
Exactly. So for those of you who don't know much about the state of Georgia, you're going to be educated today, and I should be getting some, like, free coupons for all this advertising going on here. But did you know that Georgia was named for King George II of England? Maybe they want to switch that name up just a bit. But
really?
It is,
interesting.
Yeah. And as you mentioned about the peanuts, if we were going to get to the peanuts, yes, we are. In fact, Georgia is the nation's number one producer of the three peas. You guessed one of them, peanuts. The other one is pecans, and the other one is peaches.
Huh.
So you've heard that little saying before, a Georgia peach. Maybe that's where they got that from.
Well, I call you Peach all the time, but you're from Minnesota.
That's right. I don't even have the accent from Georgia. Now, do Georgians have that big accent down there?
Some of them do. Some of it's really strong. Yeah.
Yeah, and they probably think we're strong, like Minnesota out in the boat, you know. Yeah, sure, you betcha.
Yeah, some of them do, yeah.
I gotcha. Well,
it's almost as if you're here, Pretty Little Princess.
It sounds like I'm there. Well, you know, I know that down south slang.
I'm a little slap happy. Let's go for this. Okay.
All right, next up. Well, this one's kind of
fast facts
happy.
Of Georgia, friends.
Each year, Georgia serves as a host to the International Poultry Trade Show. It's the largest poultry convention in the world.
Okay.
So for you chicken lovers out there, I guess Georgia is the place to be when it comes to poultry. The oldest portable steam engine in the United States is on display at the historic railroad shops in Savannah. And, you know, we always seem to come back to Coca-Cola. I guess there's just a lot of facts about it. Did you know that Coca-Cola was actually invented in May of 1886 by Dr. John S. Pemberton in Atlanta, Georgia, and it was first sold at a soda fountain in Jacob's Pharmacy in Atlanta by a Willis.
Now, if I'm right in saying that, they actually used the coca leaf. They used the plant, so it was literally cocaine that they would actually mix in with the sugar water, and that's why it was called Coca-Cola.
That's
true
right.
That?
I have heard that before.
Okay.
It's actually, the name Coca-Cola itself was suggested by Dr. Pemberton's bookkeeper, Frank Robinson. He penned the name Coca-Cola in the flowing script that it's famous for today. And as I mentioned, it was first sold out in Atlanta by Willis Venable, which is interesting.
Okay, I got a couple things I want to add, though, okay? We're in Atlanta, Georgia right now. There's a lot of civil rights history. We know Ebenezer Baptist Church is here. We know Martin Luther King Jr. is buried here. Well, he's not really buried here. He's got his casket above the waters here. We just drove by that yesterday. And we also know Toccoa is out here. Toccoa is where Currahee is. And Currahee, for those that know anything about their World War II history, that's where the 101st Airborne was actually raised up to defeat Hitler and his regime. So we're not too far from that as well.
Well, that's amazing. In fact, I was just going to hit the fact that the world's largest infantry training center is located at Fort Benning. So there's a lot of good history out there in Georgia. In fact, you know, what's interesting to note is a lot of times people who live in the heart of history like that, I remember when we went to go see the National Monument to the Forefathers, we had spoke with someone who said, listen, I jog by this thing every day, and he never paid it any second mind. So sometimes when you live right in the center of history, you're just so used to it that other people come from across the United States like, wow, this is great. And you're like, what? I see this every day.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, two more about Georgia. The largest farmer's market of its kind is located in Forest Park, for those of you who enjoy that type of thing. And finally, this is for the Daughters of Liberty out there. The Westland
Steph, College, you're really reaching here, aren't you? You're really reaching for a little history here.
Oh, no, actually, these are the things that I found to be most interesting.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
You got to get all types.
Maybe we need to move to Georgia and, you know, bring a little life to the state. I don't know.
You know, that's true. I think we're bringing life to the state right now, which is what we do here at the Sons of Liberty. And finally, like I said, the Wesleyan College in Macon was the first college in the world chartered to grant degrees to women. So for all you Daughters of Liberty out there, the Wesleyan College in Macon, that was the first college that chartered grant degrees to women.
Oh, okay.
I think all the Daughters of Liberty out there, they're cheering right now.
I'm just still trying to wake up here, Steph.
Well, you know, it's too bad I'm not sitting next to you because I could just give you a nice good smack in the face. I mean, that would help. I mean, I could scream loud in your ear. Would that be helpful?
Oh, this is getting violent, friends. Okay, thank you for all that information, our pretty little princess. Was there anything else?
No, that's good. Good blessings on all your events, and we'll be listening.
Oh, sounds good. Folks, okay. Under God Will Remain in Pledge, Massachusetts, SJC rules. Listen to this, friends. In other words, the court has ruled. The court has said. The court has stated. Let it be written. Let it be done. Friends, really quick. If the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is our ruler. President Andrew Jackson said this. Folks, I don't care if they affirmed or unaffirmed, stood against, in contrast to the Constitution, or agreed with it. It matters not. If the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers, and the Supreme Court is then our ruler. President Andrew Jackson. When I read the Declaration of Independence, let me read it for you, friends. We talk about it in part, but let me put it into context. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of, here we go, and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. When we read the Declaration of Independence, we know that 56 signers and 13 colonies stood up against them that would not be ruled by God, namely King George the Tyrant. And when you look at this documentation, friends, which was actually drawn up on July 2nd but proclaimed July 4th of 1776, we can see it's nothing but a throwing off by an obedient people to a disobedient people. The second part of the Declaration of Independence says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable, untransferable rights. Rights. Friends, not privileges. Rights. Hey, friends. Thank you to the court in Massachusetts, man. We're so thankful for the fact that you've actually decided to agree with what the Constitution says. And I just, if I can get up off my knees right now, I just want to give you guys a big hug and say thank you so very much for actually upholding what you yourself swore to uphold. Thanks for keeping under God and the pledge, man. I mean, I know that when you read every preamble in all 50 states...
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Actually, bringing forth the fact in Massachusetts, the high court basically said that under God will remain in pledge. You know, the problem here is that it went to court in the first place. Due to the fact that every state preamble in the United States of America and all 50 states in our union start out acknowledging under God. It's also interesting, those that serve we, the people, put their hand on the Bible and up, and then they put their hand in the air and swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God. Under God will remain in pledge, says Massachusetts SJC rules. The daily recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance does not violate Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. No, you're right. It doesn't. It's congruent with it. Because the right giver is our Creator, not the Supreme Court or any high court in any state. Because we didn't receive our rights from the state. We received them from our Creator, as I was reading right before the last break. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Equal, what do you mean? Equal under law, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuits of happiness. That to secure these rights that God gave us, governments are instituted among men. Of course it is. Exodus 18:21. God gave Moses the government and established through the church that institution that you know as American common law. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. A little bunny trail here for you, friends. What are the conservatives complaining about? Isn't it interesting? They will sit there and complain and complain and complain about what's going on out there in America. You know, they're complaining about the same thing that the atheists are and the homosexuals are and the communists are. Corruption in this administration. Corruption in the courts of America. Well, what are you complaining about? You're complaining about corruption. And what is corruption? None other than that which stands in contrast to what God commanded through his moral law. But the minute you bring God into it, all of a sudden you want to put God on trial? That's funny! Did you hear that, Chase? Did you hear that, guys? They want to put God on trial. They want to serve, just like scientists do. Just think about this. It's like the scientist. He wants to take just praise that belongs to God unto himself. Science is the study of creation. The scientist actually discovers what God created, yet he wants to take credit for what God created. Just like the Supreme Court. Just like the corrupt government that wants to play the demigods. They want to put God in subjection to they themselves. They want to rule. They want to agree to what's right and what's wrong. Not what God has to say, just like the conservatives, just like the professed church, just like the abortionists and the homosexuals. And corruption in government. Now, some people will look at this and say, well, Brad, they said, you know what? We're just reaffirming that under God we'll remain in pledge. My point, friends, it should have never been brought there in the first place. They said on their article, the Boston Globe, the Pledge of Allegiance does not violate Article 1. Of course it doesn't. When you know the Declaration of Independence and the Mayflower Compact, you already know where your rights came from. You have the freedom of speech. Again, as I said, which is congruent with Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law. By the way, when you read the Bill of Rights, it's a bunch of thou shall nots. Congress shall make no. Congress, who is Congress? We the people, the voice of the people, our representation, shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion under the Christian umbrella. And yes, foreign religions are afforded asylum in America, but they're still ruled by our God. Or prohibiting the stopping of the free exercise thereof. We do not have the freedom to judge against our Creator. Or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. That document is completely up on its head today in America. Because the American people have been so stupefied to believe that these kind of cases should be in the courts in the first place. The Pledge of Allegiance does not violate Article 1 of the Massachusetts Declaration of Rights. No, because they came from God. Just like in New York, just like in Georgia, just like in Minnesota. The Declaration of Rights, when we're talking about the word rights, we already, again, know where they came from. The state constitutional provision that guarantees equal rights, equality under what? Law. Justice Roderick Ireland wrote for the unanimous Supreme Court judicial. He said that the atheist couple from Acton who contended their three children would be deemed unpatriotic for socially marginalized by not taking the pledge had not shown the children had been treated differently. Do you see what this is leading to, friends? The destruction of your rights that God gave. And who's at war with God, like I've always told you, listeners on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com? Atheism can, it precedes communism, and communism precedes atheism. Friends, you know how you confuse an atheist? Ask where he came from. And if they want to go to reason and rationalize just a little bit, you'll pull it out of them. They hate God because they want to be their own God. Just like I'm proving to you right here. Just like the courts are proving to you right here. I go on. There is no evidence that the Dole children have ever been subjected to any type of punishment, bullying, or other mistreatment. Boy, that sounds like what the gays are doing. That sounds like what the homophobic preacher Bradley Dean does all the time when he recites the law of God and the Constitution of the United States of America. He is bullying us. No, listen, friends. Offense in Webster's 1828 means anything contrary to God's moral law. So when these atheists and these homosexuals and these abortionists and these communists across the country are saying, you know, I'm offended. No. The word offense stands in contrast to what you're offended by. I'm offended that you're not obeying he who gave you your rights. See, but we have these atheists trying to take it to the court to defend their victimized children because they don't want to say the Pledge of Allegiance, because they don't want to be deemed unpatriotic. Here, let me do it for you. You are unpatriotic. John Witherspoon said, he said without hesitation that an atheist, which, by the way, Ben Franklin in 1793 said that there was no such thing as an atheist. It was unheard of during the Revolutionary War. And let me tell you why, friends, because there is no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. Because everybody that's actually fighting, bleeding, and dying to ratify and to make valid the Constitution so they can have freedom and righteousness, they're at war, calling upon the God for the victory to establish. So when you have these atheists that are taking it to the court, who are trying to convince the people in the court that their children have been subjected to punishment, bullying, or mistreatment, criticism, condemnation, or ostracization. This is what it says, ostracism. As a result of not participating in the pledge or not reciting the words of God, they want to defend their children from God. They want to defend their children from God who gave them their freedoms. They want to defend their children. Hey, folks, all 1.7% of them in the United States of America, they want to defend themselves from the God who gave law. Because when it comes to the word victim, and they love to use the word victim, guess what? What are they the victims of? I ask you the question mark, a big, huge question mark. What is it, friends? The law that God gave. They're at war with the God that gave the law, that established your freedom and protects your life. And let me take it one more step. These are also the people that are trying to remove the Christian crosses from the heads of the boys that fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution of the United States and veteran memorial cemeteries across the country. They're offended by the cross. They're offended that God actually sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for their sins. These are the people in the natural that when our boys came back in Vietnam and from Vietnam, that were calling these people, our brothers and our sisters that fought in Vietnam, baby killers, communists. These were the people that were protesting our boys that did what they said they would do when they came back from Vietnam, when they went to Vietnam. They didn't go to Vietnam voluntarily. They went because Congress appointed them to go to a war that was unconstitutional, but they still did their job. Now, if you want to complain about that, friends, just keep in mind, you are Congress. And if you think it was so unconstitutional and ungodly and unrighteous, which it was, by the way, just keep in mind that you, back in the 60s, I wasn't here yet, friends, but back in the 60s, you stood down and allowed Congress to send the boys and the girls. And let me tell you something, because America stood down, 58,151 men and women died in Vietnam. You are Congress. You are the government. I'm so sick and tired of hearing people all day long at tea parties and church events and everywhere I go where I speak. Oh, you know, the government, they did this and they did that and they did the other thing. No. You allowed them to do it. And you're allowing them to do it. You're allowing them to get away with their atrocities and their violations of who we are as a people. All 1.7% of them, friends. Boy, 312 million people in this country, and they're complaining about less than 1.7% of the population destroying. When did you get to the point where you say that's enough?
Of liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Kyle from Kentucky, and I support the Sons of Liberty because of their commitment to point people not only back to the founding fathers and the traditions this company was founded on, but more importantly, to the biblical basis it was founded on. The problems we see in this nation today are a result of sin, and Sons of Liberty point people to the only way that that can be dealt with, and that is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. My wife and I support Sons of Liberty because of their resilience to stand firm on the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Back to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about under God will remain in pledge. The question I have, friends, is why did it go to court? Why was it there? The atheists said that their children were, you know, subject to punishment or bullying or mistreatment, criticism, condemnation. They were being ostracized as a result of not participating in the pledge or not reciting the words under God. Well, you know what? If that's the case, Mr. Atheist, just go over to Russia. Go enjoy your lack of freedom over there. Leave. Go away. Bye. You who wars against everything that and everybody and he who established the freedoms in which we now have. Leave. Go home. Don't call us when you get over there and you want to come back in 2 days. Because you don't realize what you had. Fools. I can see clearly why the Lord says in Psalm 14:1, the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. Of course not. Just keep in mind, friends, close your eyes. These are the people, friends, as I was talking about the other day. You can transport them to the sun and they don't want to see it because they're willfully closing their eyes. They deny the sun. When you look at a building, does it have a builder? Yes, of course. When you look at a painting, is there a painter? Well, of course. If there's creation, is there not a creator? Oh, no. No, there's just not one. We can't figure that one out. It's idolatry, friends. They're attempting to create a... It's the oldest sin in the book. They don't want to be ruled by anybody. They want a God that looks just like them. And guess what his name is? Whatever their name is. What jacks me up about this kind of stuff is it's gone this far, again, to threaten America and your freedom of religion and your freedom of speech. Because the less than 1.7% is assaulting you on a daily basis. And what's sickening here is the American people sit down and they allow it to happen. Though this might be good news, it's another precedent set, and I agree with what they did, but it should have been thrown out before it even got this far. If the Supreme Court or any court in the land is the final arbiter of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers to decide that which is right or wrong. Because I read the Declaration of Independence for you, friends, at the very beginning, and it tells you that you're endowed by your Creator with certain unalienable rights, so therefore they came from your God. I need to keep reiterating this for a purpose. Because for some reason, let's go to the Supreme Court, they think that that black robe, for some reason, gives them authority to go ahead and judge as to what is right and wrong in God's law, in God's government, which in fact they work for God's government. And if you simply look over the top of their heads, once again, friends, there he is, Moses and the Ten Commandments. The Supreme Court starts out in prayer and they end in prayer. And keep in mind, every one of those individuals on the benches across the country swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And yes, that includes the homosexuals. And yes, that includes the atheist and the communist and the such and the abortionist. But these now have agreed contrary to what God's law commanded them. So they themselves, friends, when they rule contrary to the Constitution, that means they're setting you at war with God, who gave you your rights. And if that wasn't the case, why have they allowed it to go as far as it has? In 1962, the Supreme Court committed an oligarchy where few rule over many. They said, away with God. Why are they warring with God at every turn, friends? I am humored. And the fact of the matter is, the lawless joke is on the American people because they've tolerated it. People versus Ruggle, 1811. The court said, listen carefully, friends, the court said, whatever strikes at the root of Christianity tends manifestly to the dissolution of civil government. Do you need me to say that again? People versus Ruggle, 1811. The court said, whatever strikes at the root of Christianity tends manifestly to the dissolution of civil government. Really? Is this starting to make sense to you, friends? Whenever you see the issues of the church in the courts have no business whatsoever. They're now out of their scope of authority. That would be called bad behavior, not good. That means they have been very bad, very bad on the bench, and they need to go. We need to send the dog in and drive them from the herd. Yeah? And who's the dog? We are. Woof, woof. Whatever strikes at the root of Christianity tends manifestly to the dissolution of civil government. So why are the atheists, the homosexuals, the communists, the Muslims, why are they always warring against the Constitution? But what do? They always make a claim against what? Christianity or God. And when they're warring against God, let me kindly take you over to what Mr. Charles Carroll, a signer of the Declaration, said. Because this is second to none. He said, without morals, a republic, you are a republic, America. You are not a democracy. Without morals, Article 4, Section 4, without morals, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure, which ensures to the good internal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of free governments. Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration of Independence. Wow, really, dude? Yep, that's what he said. Yep. You know, when we look at these people, we see the immorality. What about what William Blackstone said? Commentary on the Laws of England, English Common Law. He was one of the three, Charles D. Montesquieu, William Blackstone, who said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. What? Yeah, see, his name is on your money. See, his name is everywhere, isn't it, friends? Yeah, it is. How's that working out, America? It shows you the reason your backs are up against the wall is because really what it comes down to is your lack of gratitude towards the God that gave it to you. And the lack of gratitude in the natural to the men that fought, bled, and died to give it to you. That's what it comes down to. Let's call it for what it is, friends. Let's start hitting the real issues here. Oh, I forgot John Locke in there, too. Sorry, by the way. Want to make sure I didn't miss that loophole. Alexander Hamilton said, for on my own part, I sincerely esteem the Constitution a system with which out the finger of God, without the finger of God. Did you say without the finger of God, Alexander Hamilton? How did God give his moral law on the Mount to Moses, Exodus 20? With his finger. Man, this is just getting crazy. Bradley, you're wrecking my atheistic worldview. To the professed Christian in the 78% tile out there in America, Bradley, you're really starting to make me mad because you're starting to make me look really bad. No, no, no. You don't need any help looking bad. You're doing a good enough job doing that. Everybody's looking for the Christ that you say that you serve. Thomas Jefferson said the Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty. Oh, that's not true, says the atheist. No, no, that's just not true. I work for the ACLU. No, that's just not true. That's just not true, Bradley. You know, the Bible is for the cornerstone for American liberty. No, Thomas didn't say that. He's the guy that said lines between church and state. No, he never said that. And it's not in any of our founding documents. I can tell you it says on the above his grave in Monticello, I've been there a couple times, got the hat and the t-shirt. Father of religion. You've been lied to, friends. I started out this whole segment telling you that what they were doing in Massachusetts is disgraceful. It should have never went to the courts. The atheists are saying that their sons and their daughters, those that don't believe in God, you know, they don't want to be deemed unpatriotic. They are unpatriotic. Because you're teaching them in the ways that they should go. You're teaching them to war against your system of government. Don't blame your kids. Blame yourselves, useful idiots, because that's exactly what you are. Thomas Jefferson was the president of the United States, as was he president of public schools in the United States of America. The two books that were mandatory and suggested, might I add, or the Bible in Watts Hymnals. No, that's not what I heard. Man, you're ruining my world. I know that's my job. I'm a preacher. It's my job to slay sin and to establish righteousness. Folks, love you by what I do. I really do. Let's wake up and take responsibility, yeah, and start dealing with these people that are willing to destroy who you are to make way to a foreign government, because that's exactly what the problem is. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you soon. Love you. See ya.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.